Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Good day, fair listeners. Welcome back to the Snoop and Sniffy Show, your number one dog detective show this side of Pflugerville. We're excited to have you back and tuning in.
Yeah, welcome back, friends. Sniffy Junior Detective here, ready to solve all of today's mysteries.
I have to say, Sniffy, I'm most impressed with your progress as a dog detective. Last time, when I was having a bit of a bad day, you really stepped up and showed that you are learning and improving.
Aw, that means a lot. Especially coming from you, Snoop. Everything I've learned from you. You're the best boss a dog could have.
Well, I'm technically not your boss, Sniffy. I'm just your older, wiser, and more competent partner, mentor, and a top-notch agent, too.
Unless it gets too hot and you have a meltdown again.
Ha! Yes, I suppose so. Luckily, the heatwave is over, and the weather is more to my liking. Breezy, cool, and a bit of morning fog. Reminds me of my old haunts in London.
Yeah, it sure is foggy outside right now. By the way, what is fog?
Fog, basically, is just dense water droplets pushed together close to the ground.
So, is that like a cloud?
Yes.
How cool! We're in a cloud! We're flying!
Oh, Sniffy. Ah, looks like I'm receiving an incoming call on my red bow tie collar. This must be our lead agent Freckles with our next case.
Ooh, answer!
Hello, Snoop, top-notch dog detective at your service.
Snoop, Freckles here. Quite a foggy morning we're having.
Yes, it's...
No time to dilly-dally and have a conversation. Today is the perfect day for your mid-annual detective review trial.
Our mid-annual detective review trial? I've never heard of anything like that before.
A trial?
It's a test. A test to make sure you both are still at the highest level of intellect, wit and deduction. We can't have our agents out there lacking in any of those skills.
Why, I'm insulted.
Don't be, Snoop. We do this to all our top agents. You are no exception.
This should be fun.
And so your review trial case begins. Good luck. I'll be monitoring.
What a load of codswallop. I really shouldn't be tested in some sort of review trial. I'm Snoop, the greatest. And she's hung up. This is preposterous. Doesn't Freckles know who I am? I come all the way from London to help train you, Sniffy, and now she wants to test me? Me?
Oh, come on. This should be fun. Did you hear that screaming?
I certainly did. Guess I have no choice but to prove to Freckles that I do belong here. Let's go, Sniffy.
That's the spirit. The screaming came from inside the house.
I recognize a scream. It was none other than Mr. Schlub.
Oh, look, there they are. It seems like they're arguing in front of their 85-inch TV screen.
This is certainly a familiar scene.
Yeah, this happens a lot with our human owners. Good thing they give us a lot of treats and pets.
What could they be upset about now? Ah, looks like their TV isn't working. Or rather, they can't turn it on. They must have lost the TV remote control.
Oh, that is the worst. I hate when the TV remote control goes missing. It's always in the weirdest spot.
Well, this clearly wasn't an accident. seems Freckles has employed someone to take the remote control, upsetting the schlubs, and now we must find it to right the wrong and prove we deserve to be in this detective agency, even though I've already proved myself 1,000 times over.
I say we start in the kitchen. It most definitely is in the kitchen. And then we can get some snacks.
The remote could be anywhere. We must think outside the box. What would Freckles do?
Outside the box? You mean like outside the house?
Exactly. Freckles wouldn't make this easy for us, hiding the remote in the usual hiding spots like inside the couch cushion or under a throw pillow. No, no, no. She'd have whoever took the remote take it outside.
Oh, that sounds smart. You're so smart, Snoop.
Yes, I know. Now, get a sniff of the TV, Sniffy, and see if that leads you anywhere.
Oh, smells like danger. And I sniff in the face of danger.
A great catchphrase indeed.
Thank you. I've been waiting to say that for quite some time. What's your catchphrase, Snoop?
Mine? I'm more of a catchphraseless dog detective. But maybe after proving Freckles wrong, one will come to me.
I think yours should be, I'm from London and my red bow tie will tie you up.
I'll think about that one. Now, where does the scent of the TV lead you, Sniffy?
Outside! You were right, Snoop!
But of course, which is why this whole thing is so ridiculous. Lead the way, Sniffy.
This way. The scent is taking me outside, through our backyard, under the fence, past Lorraine's shed, past the pond, and it's going here.
Here?
Here.
Wheeler's Gadget Shack. Intriguing. Very, very intriguing.
Do you think Wheeler took the remote?
Maybe. We'll have to interrogate him and see. Play it cool, Sniffy. Don't say anything about the remote control or this silly review trial that Freckles gave us, and we will see what he reveals to us.
Got it. Will do. I will keep my mouth closed.
Good lad.
Snoop? Sniffy? To what do I owe the pleasure of this visit? I'm currently working on a groundbreaking new gadget, but it's top secret, and I can't tell you what it is. Though I will tell you it involves ice fire. Oh, dang it. I've said too much.
Hello, Wheeler.
What did you do with the remote control, Wheeler?
Sniffy!
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
No, you were not.
Oops. It just kinda came out. You know, I'm not the best at keeping secrets.
Remote control? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you weren't instructed by Freckles to sneak into our human owner's house and steal the remote control, causing great distress and yelling?
No, I was not. I haven't talked to Freckles all day. Last we spoke, I gave her a progress report on my ice fire laser. Oh, drats. I'm working on a one-of-a-kind ice fire laser. It's never been done before, and it's top secret, so don't say anything.
Whoa, it's ice and fire? But how?
The secret component is...
Wheeler, I'll stop you right there. Telling Sniffy the secrets to your ice fire laser probably wouldn't end well.
Hey, I mean, all right, Snoop has a point.
So, Wheeler, you have no idea about a TV remote control or a mid-annual review trial?
Nope.
I believe him.
Me too. Looks like someone tried to distract us and lead us down the wrong path. Very intriguing. I'll best you yet, Freckles. While Sniffy and I try to figure out our next move, why don't you all take a quick break? And please, don't repeat anything about that ice fire laser to anyone. Seriously. It's top secret, and you wouldn't want Wheeler getting into any trouble now, would you?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. So, as you know, Freckles decided to test Sniffy and I in a new case to see if our detective skills were still up to top-notch standards in something called a mid-annual detective review trial, which sounds so totally made up. So, she arranged for the precious TV remote control of our human owners, the Schlubs, to go missing. They are upset, to put it mildly. And now we've been put on the wrong track and led astray to Wheeler's Gadget Shack. Where to now?
Great question, Snope. I've got nothing. Maybe we're no longer the top-notch dog detectives we thought we were.
Hogwash! I am Snoop, the greatest dog detective of all time. I didn't come all the way to suburban Pflugerville from the streets of London to be treated like this and then give up. No. We are going to find that TV remote control.
You're so inspiring. I like when you get angry.
I'm not angry. I'm just determined.
Yeah, okay.
All right, fine. I'm angry. I've put in so much work for this detective agency that to be questioned, to be put to the test, why, it's...
Your bowtie collar is ringing. Are you going to pick it up?
Well, I suppose so, even though I was in the middle of a rant that I wanted to finish. Yes?
Snook, I'm sorry to have interrupted your rant, but I want to make sure you aren't blowing off your mid-annual detective review trial.
No, all good. All is on track.
Oh, yeah? And why are you at Wheeler's Gadget Shack?
I didn't say anything about the ice fire laser, I promise. I mean, oops.
Just wanted to stop by to say hi to Wheeler. All is perfection.
Perfection, eh? Well, just know, every agent, even our top ones, must go through the mid-annual review trial. It's not personal.
No, of course not. We will have our case solved soon. Don't worry your spots off, dear Freckles.
I don't worry.
What's your secret?
What's your secret? She hung up, didn't she?
Of course.
Do you think she heard me when I mentioned the ice fire laser?
No, I don't. But I think Freckles made a grave error on that phone call. She revealed that she is watching us.
Oh, my rough. She is. How?
Is she hiding behind this contraption?
Not the ice fire laser!
Oops.
Oh, it's okay. That was just my old lunch. Phew.
Sorry about that.
No, Freckles isn't here. But she has someone watching us, trailing us. Someone who can see us. They'd need to be up high to be able to stay in the shadows and see all that was down below. I'm used to being tailed by someone in the sky. My old partner, Sonia.
Who's that again?
Remember? Sonia, the stork, was my old partner and friend until she turned against me and joined my nemesis, Professor Mittens. She used to watch me from her perch in the sky.
Could she be here now?
No, the last time we saw her was in that swamp when we helped out our good friends Bobby Wonder and Grabstack. This isn't her doing. She wouldn't be working with Freckles, but it gave me an idea. There, look!
Someone in the tree is watching us! I'll get them!
Go, Sniffy, go!
Gotcha!
Please don't hurt me. I'm just a tiny squirrel.
Fred the squirrel?
It's true. I'm Fred the squirrel. What's this all about?
Oh, don't even try to play dumb, Fred. Hand over the TV remote.
I don't have it.
A likely story. You were watching us and reporting back to Freckles.
Well, that part is true. But I didn't take the TV remote. I was just tasked with following you both and relaying the information to Freckles. Some sort of trial? She told me if I did it, I could get 10 extra acorns. And I love acorns, so I couldn't really say no.
Oh, okay. I would have done it too for acorns. Yum. But wait, if you don't have the TV remote, who does?
Freckles made her second mistake. She enlisted our neighbors and friends to help out and watch us during this review trial.
But why is that a mistake? It's good to keep things in the community.
It was a mistake on her part because now I know where the TV remote must be and who took it.
Geez, Snope, you really are smart. I can't believe I'm still always surprised when you figure it out.
Mm-hmm, I'm that good. Now, off you go, Fred. No use following us now. This is all going to be over soon.
But wait, do I still get those acorns?
Take that up with Freckles. I have a case to solve. This way, Sniffy.
So, who took the remote, Snoop?
The only other agent in the dog detective agency.
Okay, so there's you, and then there's me, and then... Well, that's it.
You're missing one key player.
Poot!
Poot.
Poot! I didn't want to take it, I promise.
Poot, hand over the TV remote.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Snoop. I didn't want to fool you.
Well, you didn't fool us.
That's right. We weren't fooled at all. We knew it was you the whole time. So, how did you do it, Poot?
Freckles called me into the station. Have you been to the firefighter's house? It is not ice. They have all sorts of fun trinkets there.
Stay on the point, Poot.
Oh, yes. Sometimes Poot gets off the point. Anywho, Freckles told me my mission as part of the dog detective agency was to secretly take an item from your human owner's house and hide it. It was something called a mid-annual detective review trial. It was only to see if you two could figure it out. I felt bad about it, but I'm a loyal agent and have to do what the agency demands.
Guess I'll call Freckles and tell her the news.
No need. I'm here.
Ew, your spots are so spotty.
I am breaking my undercover protocol to congratulate both of you on a job well done. You have both proven to be at the top of your intellect and wit.
Was there any doubt?
Of course not, but never hurts to give a little test to see that all is good.
Does this have anything to do with my behaviour during that really hot, really dry day?
Snoop, we're just making sure you've still got it. And you do. Thanks for your assistance, Poot.
Poot is happy to help.
Now, I must go. I owe a squirrel 10 acorns.
Here's the remote back. I'm glad you were both able to prove your value to the agency.
Thanks, Poot. Now we better go give this TV remote back to the schlubs before they really start yelling. Maybe they'll give us some dog treats as a reward.
I've already been rewarded.
You have?
Yes, with the validation that I am indeed still a top-notch dog detective with a loyal partner and friend.
Ah, now let's go get some treats.
Having a mid-annual detective review trial wasn't as bad as I made it out to be. I guess it's important to check in and make sure your dog brain is still working properly from time to time. Glad to know my intellect, wit, and deduction skills are still top-notch. What a day indeed. If you had fun listening today, please go find all our other shows on the Go Kid Go network. Search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.